The Wyoming House of Representatives has joined the state Senate in passing a bill that would strip a number of powers from the state superintendent and give them to a governor-appointed director of education. The superintendent would remain on state boards and commissions with the other four elected officials and would serve on the state board of education, among other duties. But the new director would run the state Department of Education. Top lawmakers crafted the legislation right before the legislative session, and many believe that the legislature is moving too quickly. But some observers say the move is overdue. Bob Beck reports from Cheyenne.
Legislators who supported the bill say it came to this point because Superintendent Cindy Hill did not embrace a number of education reforms the legislature passed 2 years ago. Some of those reforms included new accountability measures that supporters hope will improve teaching and increase test scores. They charged that Hill's office missed deadlines, and turnover in her office kept the Department of Education from completing mandated tasks. Senate Education Chairman Hank Coe says it was frustrating.
So this didn't come lightly. This isn't something that we wanted to do. This is something that we felt we had no other option but to do. And that's unfortunate.
Coe says a big part of the problem is that over the last 2 years, employees were run off by Hill.
You know, we've had a 40% turnover down there in the last year. 40% turnover. And you can't have that type of turnover and get the heavy lifting done that has to happen with education accountability. All the good people down there that were there that had an institutional knowledge of the Department of Education and how it worked aren't there. Refused to work for it.
For her part, Superintendent Hill has referred to the legislative accountability measures as micromanaging, and she says there is more to education than just doing administrative work.
We think that there's some magic bullet here. It's not a magic bullet, and we can't go backwards. We know it works. We see the results. The results are there, Bob. They're there. Look. We know that what we've been doing matters.
Hill adds that it is clear her approach has worked.
The test scores are up statewide. You're hearing that they're not. And I say always ask the person their source. Our state assessment has been up in every subject since I came in.
But they are not up high enough for supporters of the legislation. Wyoming consistently ranks among the top 10 states in education spending, and many say test scores and graduation rates should match that spending, but it hasn't. Bill Schilling of the Wyoming Business Alliance is among those who have been critical about the state's education standing. Schilling's group was instrumental in getting the Hathaway Scholarship through the legislature. That allows students to get money to attend the University of Wyoming and the community colleges if they meet certain education criteria. Schilling says it is time that the state hire an education director who can not only run the department, but who can also provide some consistent vision.
And kids will aspire to greatness if they're given the nudge. But we have to be on the same, we've got to be at the same table together. So I think it's a great opportunity, quite frankly.
Another person who thinks it's time for a change might be a surprise. Trent Blankenship was the superintendent of public instruction for 2 years when his own battles with legislators and the governor convinced him to resign the post. Blankenship says having an appointed director run the State Department of Education is likely wise. But Blankenship says the legislature is moving too quickly. He thinks the issue should have been taken to the public.
It would really be generative for the state to have a conversation about how do we govern the schools at the state level in a way that increases their effectiveness, that increases the representation of local communities, and provides the state government a way to effectively administer the whole piece in its most cost-effective and efficient manner possible.
But Ray Lynn Jobe, who was a teacher, administrator, and state senator in Wyoming, says that conversation has occurred, and it was Blankenship who thwarted it. Jobe reminds us that over a decade ago, she was part of the legislature that approved its own massive school reform effort that attempted to improve accountability, graduation rates, and other issues.
That was a great project, and it was going along really well until we had an election and a new state superintendent came in who didn't like it. Thwarted it totally by getting rid of the assessment people who were leading that effort. And so it languished for years, and now it's back again, where it could have been operating and changing teaching practices in the classroom all this time.
Job says this shows there has always been a tension between the legislature's efforts to improve education and the state superintendent. That's why she supports the bill, saying that the appointed position has been needed for a while. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.